Welcome to Fitness Fridays on the Construction Life Podcast, brought to you by Pure Motivation Fitness and myself, Coach Dimitri, your go-to expert for building strength, energy, and a blueprint for mindset. With over 29 years of body type training experience, coaching men and women to unlock their peak performance, I cut through the noise to give you the real, no BS strategies that will fit your lifestyle, whether you're on the job site or hitting the gym. No gimmicks, no fluff, just science-based back fitness, motivation, and the tools you need to perform at your best. Stay tuned because you're about to change the way you think about your health, performance, and mindset. Are you ready to kick it? Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Fitness Fridays, brought to you by Coach Dimitri and Pure Body Type Training. That's right. I'm here with the handsome, the educated, the wise Manny Neves, and we're talking about it's never too late building your fittest self at any age. That's right, Manny.
It's true. It's Got never it. Too late. You it's can't never. Just sit there, I'm getting 40 years old, I'm getting 50 years old, I'm getting 60. Enough of this shit. Enough.
There hasn't been a better era for people to A, become millionaires. I told my daughter this morning.
I agree with
and you. And B, to live to fucking 100. Excuse my French.
No,
I'm speaking
but
a
we
lot.
Should be able to. And that's what I'm saying is that, okay, I'm in my 50s. You're in your 40s. We know plenty of people that are above us, below us. But when we were younger, in our 20s, we may have not have achieved our max. And it doesn't mean that you're now in your 40s and 50s. You can't still achieve your max.
You can crush it.
You can totally crush it. So that's what this show is going to be about. It's going to be about highlighting some key things that you can do to finally get to the position that you always wanted to achieve, man. Simple.
Yep. And we're going to break it down for you so easy. Ladies and gents who are listening, we're going to break it down to you from a structural standpoint of one, we're understanding that at some point in your life, you got to tell yourself, am I going to take the back seat or do I want to move and feel strong and have the best of both worlds? And sometimes, or the good news is this, guys, you can still have both. Your cake and eat it too.
Of course.
You can age and you can age appropriately and age well and age with you know, maturity to the point where you have such vitality and you feel great. Or you can age and you can be this, you know, miserable Mary, miserable Marco, whatever you want to call them, where you're always complaining about shit, right? So for this episode, the first thing I want to talk about is we're making a shift from aesthetics to functionality.
Okay.
Now, what this means is we need to understand that fitness should not only be about abs. Fitness should not only be about jacked shoulders and biceps. So you can go out Friday night to the nightclubs and pick up the honeys. It's about function and flexing. Performance is the long goal. So if you have someone that's killing themselves trying to lose body fat, let's say you're 40 pounds overweight and you're in the trades and you're working hard and all you care about is losing fat, you're going to fail at fitness for life. Fail at fitness for life. F-A-F-F.
Okay? On Fitness Fridays.
Why are you going to fail is because you're not looking at so many other important areas, which is functionality. So you can look at, I'm going to go to the gym. I want to be in a caloric deficit. I want to lose fat. I want to lose fat. Great. But what about going to the gym to improve your strength? What about being able to play with your kids with no issues and no pains at any age? What about going to the soccer game with your son who's 10 or your daughter? And then when the soccer game's done saying, hey, you know what? Let's go get a bite to eat. Let's get you a nice blizzard because you did really well and you guys won the game because I am human and I do believe ice cream is okay. And then let's go to the park and let's play me and you.
And burn it off.
Versus not being able to go to the park because your fucking knees are hurting, your back's hurting, you're decrepit, you're not strong, you don't have the confidence to go do that, and you're not building a close relationship with your kids.
You know, I was like, Coach, as I get older, flexibility, functionality, mobility,
yeah, so important,
are far more important to me than just the overall physical aesthetics of my body.
Yeah, so we talk about from aesthetics to
function.
I'd
rather be able to, that I know that I can confidently pick up move something, sit down, stand up, climb with ease, than have like this Superman body looking. I don't want it to look amazing. I want it to work amazing.
Right.
I'd rather do that. Am I wrong to think that?
100%. The problem is people associate fitness with the body, with looking a six pack, or, and society has brainwashed us to do that.
If you have no mobility.
They don't think of, there's a test where if you stand and you cross your legs and they're close to each other, you put your hands over your chest and you literally lower your body like an elevator and sit to your floor.
Okay.
And then if you can stand back up without touching the floor, they say you'll live, you have 10 years or more life expectancy. And it's literally, you sit on the floor like you're in a yoga position, legs crossed, you can't use your hands on your chest. And then by pressing down on your legs that are folded and standing up, that shows that you'll live 10 years longer. And what that means is, because people don't have the capacity to get from a functional seated position standing without using their bloody hands. Because typically they're not strong with balance. They don't have the ability to stabilize themselves, and they're always looking for assistance. So we need to think of,
And if you can't do that, then what? You're losing 10 years of life?
Well, they say that it's a sign of immobility. Like you don't
have... immobility is what causes death.
Yeah, because again, immobility is going to be leading to balance issues. And if you have balance issues, you know, you may not be moving as much because again, you're going to use an excuse. Oh, this hurts, so I can't do this.
Yeah.
Right? Training for strength, balance, and energy is the real flex.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Right?
And like, you know, being able to do 10 deep lunges perfectly with perfect form is far more important than chasing the beach body you had in your 20s. And some guys will be like, oh, I don't really need lunges. I don't got to do that. I got a few equipment at home. I do leg extensions or, you know, I got a bow flex.
But lunges are more than...
Lunges are functional, bro.
It's balance. It's functional balance mobility.
Of course. Unilateral. You're stepping one foot back, one foot forward. We all see
it.
If
you haven't done it in a while and you try to do it for the first time, what happens to your body when you do it for the first time in a long while? You start to lose a little bit of balance.
Uh-huh. And again, we need that as we get older because our brain requires it, especially with our ears. The gentleman that I told you about is coming back, was at 82. Last week when we spoke about this, was talking about his balance issue with my mom as well. I have her picking up 35-pound kettlebells and I'll help her get them up and she'll hold them in this position, 25-pound kettlebells, 35, and she'll walk 50 feet in the club and she'll walk slowly. And then I'll push her shoulders a little bit to throw off balance and she's got to fight to keep
recover.
It. Yeah. So we need to focus on
that's training. That the recovery part is to train.
Yeah.
To anticipate if you do lose your balance
exactly.
There.
Exactly. And imagine anticipating your balance while holding 25 pounds at 78 years old. Like that's the best.
But it's not unrealistic to think because we've seen some individuals on social media. They're in their 60s. They're in their 70s. And they're really training well and they're taking care of themselves. And they're like, they're killing it. Simple as that.
They're enjoying their life. And looking good is great, but moving well
is greater
and performing strong is far greater, especially as you get older.
Yeah.
Right. I always like giving you guys stats just in case the viewers are like, listen, what does he mean by that? The CDC reports that functional training in adults over 45 improves daily life performance up to 61%. They did a study with a basic amount of people and they just said, hey, functional training, let's get a certain amount of people to go to the gym and do cardio. Study group A. Study group B was, you know, yoga relaxing. And then study group C was functional training. And out of all three of those, the increases in muscle tissue, mobility, strength, even libido and energy was derived from those doing functional training.
Two-thirds, man.
Yeah. And why? Because if you lie down on the floor and you bend your knees and you bring your heels back and then you lift your hips to the ceiling, that's a hinge. Yeah. Our bodies need that movement. Yeah. You can either do it lying on the floor, pretending your wife straddled you on top, or you can stand up and you can do a hinge horizontally where you're pushing your pelvis back and then pulling in with your glutes, holding onto a bar or dumbbell. If you don't do a hinge movement from your 20s to your 40s, bro, get ready for hamstring issues, sciatica pain, low back pain, thoracic pain, even pain up to your shoulders. Because
I'd even go any further. Get ready for a cane. Get ready for a walker.
Yeah,
get
bro.
Ready for a wheelchair.
See, that's projecting. You're just projecting it even further now, the reality.
So you decide. You decide. Do you want those or do you want these? Which one do you want? You decide. You got an option right now. Pick your lane.
That's, and then people are afraid to pick lanes. And if they're afraid to pick lanes, the reason why we're here is to tell them, do not be afraid to pick lanes. There's a choice. You always choose the choice that's hardest. In life, you choose the hard choice first because hard shit makes you feel good. When you wake up and train in the morning and you do a hard job, or when you finish a big task, I'm sure you just starting this project and getting all that. Well, how many shows have you made?
I'm over 750.
750 shows. That means 750 hours of you in here.
Oh, more than that. 90-minute shows, sometimes longer.
You know what I mean?
I know.
So you do the hard shit because, one, it makes you feel good. Even if 5 to 10 people watch, which is not to happen, you got a bunch of viewers, but you feel good. So taking that route and saying, I'm going to start exercising, I'm going to start getting stronger, is the key. One of the biggest points I'm going to bring to your attention is understanding the aging body. So aging doesn't have to necessarily mean it's breaking down, okay? Aging just means adapting to your body and training and recovery. So aging is going to happen. A car is going to age and break down.
Of course. But you can maintain it.
Yes. A car is going to break down. It. Your home's going to break down, but you maintain it.
You can maintain it.
Right? These body's microphones, the computer, everything. You got to maintain the body. So we're looking at three different areas. Excuse me. By the way, the sparkling water is beautiful. I love it. Just go here, press the button, boom. I don't got to worry about San Pellegrino.
You almost wish that it's like it's a dispensary in your vehicle.
I need one wherever in my house. Go, just... hormonal shifts, muscle loss, and slower recovery are real but manageable. Remember
maintaining
that.
Maintaining it, yes.
Right? An example is you may not bounce back as fast as you did when you're 25. Because I know that it takes me a longer time to heal from injuries now. It takes me a longer time to heal from a regular workout. But with smart programming, you'll get stronger than most 30, 40-year-olds. So I can guarantee, and I'm happy to, you know, tell anyone listening, if anybody that's younger than me says, hey, I'm going to put you up to the test. Let's go run track and let's do a 100-meter dash this summer at York University. At 47, I'm ready to go and run up against any guy younger than me because I know that I've trained myself to a certain level where I can do 100 meters in 13.24 seconds. I can train my body to run and be strong as someone younger. So to me, age doesn't matter no more. When someone says, well, you're almost 50. Cool, but I feel like I'm 25.
I'll give you a construction comparison. Why is it that, and anybody who's listening understands this, and you guys have all seen this person. Why is it that this older tradesperson that will come in that's been in the business for so long and will just smash the task at hand and not be winded from it?
Uh-huh.
But you as a young person watching them, you're winded from the watching work that them. They did it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that they did the job and they totally pulled it off and then they're just depleted and then they died. No, they can keep on going all day long.
Yep.
Why is that? Why is that person like that?
It's been years of doing it, bro. It's years. It's repetition.
He's managing, maintaining it, doing it. He knows his limits. He knows what he can do.
And the beauty thing is what we're trying to accomplish here is continue to do what you're doing. Continue to love your trade because we need people in the trades industry. Yeah. I don't care how high tech this world's going to get, AI, bullshit, whatever you want. Yes, computers are helping out with surgeries. Yes, computers can help you out and make shit easily. But a computer ain't going to build a home like a human hand will.
Yeah.
Yes, we can put stuff together. So people who are in the trades and they take pride in it, because I hope everyone that whether you're an apprentice doing drywall or electrical, or you're the owner of a company, you got to take pride in your body. The next point I want to talk about is protein, sleep, and joint care matter more than ever. Okay. An example is, you know, bumping your protein intake from 80 grams a day to 1 gram per pound of body weight, getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep. I know maybe 9's not a possible because you know what? We're busy.
You want ideally 9?
7 to 9 is best from the 40 and on, bro.
Now, we got to be realistic about here. Sleep, not stress, worrying about up.
Well, the thing is, my new Garmin that I got is so cool because if I go to it right now and I go to my sleep and I check it out, it's so cool because it'll give me, it gives me a score of my sleep. So yesterday, 6 hours, 57 minutes. But then it gives me deep sleep, light sleep, and REM sleep and awake.
Really?
So out of my time that I'm out, based on the fact that it sends little pulses, and then based on the light bouncing back up to your skin, it can check your... There's so much shit these watches can do. But if you go to bed and you can allocate 8 hours... Out of those 8 hours, you may get two of REM, like dark, deep sleep, where your body's shut off and the brain's just, okay, what are we fixing here? What are we doing today? That's the sleep you want to get into. Then there's the light sleep, where it's just above the REM, where you're almost in between that. But whether you snore at night, whether you didn't eat properly and you're hungry, whether you're stressed, you have anxiety, and your body's fucking pumping, that subconscious mind saying what you're not doing, that's a different type of sleep. And then there's that first quadrant of sleep where you're in and out, you're waking up, you're back down. So if you can get yourself into bloody 7 hours of 8 hours of time block, you can figure your body will get used to what you actually hit. But if you're only hitting six, and now you have 6 hours, where if you had eight, you have 2 hours to play with to actually fall into the deep sleep.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, you know, romantic love. There's romantic love you can make with your wife that's slow and takes forever, or 7 minutes, you're good to go. For some guys, 7 minutes.
Average is 11.
So if you can do that, it'll dramatically improve muscle retention. Yeah. Because so many guys that I speak to, when it comes to nutrition, their first meal is often a coffee and a butt or a bagel. And please don't buy hash browns no more from Tim Hortons.
Yeah.
It's the worst food you can eat on the planet. Any type of hash browns from McDonald's, Tim Hortons is garbage. Get a fucking apple. And if you need a chicken sandwich, get a brown bread, English muffin if you have to, and get an apple on the side. But a lot of them aren't even enough protein. So you got an 180 to 100, 200 pound grown man who's slugging away all day, lifting weights. He wants to be healthy. He doesn't have time to go to the gym. He walks with his wife. He does some mobility at home. He's got a band. He's starting.
Yeah.
But the poor guy is eating 80 grams of protein a day. Like, what are we doing here? So you're building a building and there's no insulation. You're building walls. You're building, you know, your studs, but there's no insulation.
You got to actually do the math here. You want people to figure out how much protein they need.
Their it's body. Super. Well, one
and
is
how
super
much
simple.
They need to move forward on their body. That they
want. It's. I have a post coming out, I think, this week. And again, if you message us back, I can send you the calculation. But usually, a lot of these apps, like my app right here, if I go into a client, and I know you guys can see this, maybe I'll show you guys with the B-roll. But once I go into a client and I look at Nick Galley, okay, my boy from New York, he's got 1,800 calories to eat today. Okay. I already know what he's eating. Nick, what's up, Bello, if you're watching? He's already had, if I tap on it, for breakfast, he had 42 grams of protein, 8 grams of carb, 15 grams of fat. He had an egg omelet with like three eggs, 3/4 cup of whites. He had some peppers and some mushrooms. His next meal, 42 grams of protein for lunch, 19 grams of carb, 14 grams of fat. What did he had? He had a nice burrata cheese. He had some string beans. He had 5 ounces of strawberries, and he had some chicken. He had 5 ounces of chicken breast. His snack, he had 41 grams of protein. Bravo, Nikki. 41 grams of protein, 30 grams of carb, 15 grams of fat. What did he have? He had a fucking apple. He had some peanut butter, and he had Diesel. Perfect Nutrition, right? He had a protein shake. So just by looking here, he's got 72 grams of protein left. He's got another 33 grams of carb, and he's got 28 grams of protein for the rest of the day.
That's his day.
Yeah.
Based on his body.
And I've taught people now to understand, just like when I go to Lowe's or Rona and I look like the biggest idiot and I'm like, excuse me, I need a screwdriver with this head and this nut. And they're like, oh, bro, you need a 4-5 bracket, this. Just like you guys know your world.
Yeah.
Eventually, a man and a woman should be able to understand that an apple is around 25, 28 grams of carb. A cup of rice is 45 to 50. 3 ounces of chicken is 30 grams of protein. An egg is 6. Once you learn these numbers, they don't change. It's like I'm trying to drill my son every night for his multiplication table.
I'm just curious. Medium, large eggs, same amount of protein?
6 grams of protein.
There's still 6 grams.
Six grams of protein, bro.
The protein's coming from the yolk or the whites?
From the yolk and the white.
Oh, it's coming from both?
From both, yeah. There's 5 grams of fat in the yolk. And again, if people are going to not give themselves a guy in the trades should be eating 40 grams minimum for breakfast to 55. If they're a big boy, and I got some big boys in my club that are 220 plus, some big monsters, like I wish I had that body, they can go up to 55, 60 grams of protein because they're big humans.
For their breakfast.
Yeah, bro. It's the first meal.
Of course.
Think about it.
Yeah.
And if you want to go, if you want to lose body fat and you're endomorphic, which is the slowest of metabolism of all three body types that I specialize with, if you're like, well, listen, man, I want to eat. Okay, perfect. Have a massive omelet, have three yolks, get a cup of whites, smash it up with some vegetables, some mushrooms, put a little bit of soubrette on the side, put a little bit of Greek olives on the side or some nuts, boom, go to work. That alone is going to tell your body, hey, you're going to get ready to smash your body all day for work. I'm going to give you these little amino acid building blocks and we're going to lay brick. We're going to lay brick right away. So you're going to have the energy to suffice the muscles for the muscle contractions you need for the next 8 hours. I'm going to make you feel very full, bro. I'm going to make you feel very, your satiety level is going to be really, really high. And I'm not going to give you a carb because you got fucking 25 pounds of chicha on your stomach. So we're going to trick your body to suck fat for energy. The glucose is not needed to be spiked. And we're going to give you some Greek olives and some egg yolk for fat energy, diesel, slow energy. You
want mostly protein in that morning.
Yeah. Every meal needs all three macros, protein, carb, and fat.
Yeah.
Every meal from now till you die. The only macro that changes and that gets shifted is carb, because carb is broken down to three types of carb. We're going to start with your shittiest, which is refined or processed cakes, cookies, pastries, dried fruits, anything that's going to be, you know, processed and high glucose based, Gatorade. Then you have your second base is your starch, which are very needed, but you want to go whole grain if possible. Your quinoa, your beans, you want to go with your yams, you want to go with your bulgur, you want to go with your oatmeal, you know, if it's a whole grain stone ground bread, right? If it's a whole grain pasta, then you got fiber, the best of the best carbs. Fiber's got brother and sister. It's got fruit and vegetable. So now when you know that for breakfast, I'm going to stuff myself with a big ass protein, a shitload of veggies and some fat. You're giving it carbs in vegetable form, but you're also giving it fat, which is diesel energy,
yeah,
which burns slower and longer. So because you're not triggering no fucking insulin response first thing in the morning to take that extra sugar from your double.
You don't need it.
You don't need it. Your body can suck fat for energy.
But they take their coffee and they put in the sugar, they put in the cream.
So then what you do
and then they get a bagel and put cheese,
fucking like, butter and all this.
But would you rather them
not eat?
Well, okay.
I'd rather him not eat breakfast.
Would you rather them eat? Okay, so I'm thinking about time wise. Would you rather them get into their truck, they're driving to the site and sucking back 4 or 5 boiled eggs?
100%. Or in my bag over there, I got a protein shake in there. Worst case scenario, when I went to go gas before I came here, I'm like, I'm going to smash that burger that I had with you. I got my, you know, pomegranates here, and I'm also going to have a protein shake. I'm always thinking emergency.
So what's the cause and effect? Because what's going to happen is that person's going to show up on site. What's the two scenarios here?
Scenario one.
They go into the coffee, so yep, they get their double, triple
bagel, and fucking the bagel. Timbit.
And then, or they suck back the eggs.
Just eggs alone, nothing else, 5 eggs.
And now that same person showing up on the job site,
twins.
How are they getting out of the truck? What is their body saying?
There's two twins, Joe and Bob. Bob's the guy who went to fucking Tim Hortons.
Okay.
He's going to get a surge of quick energy. And
he's
his
brain, spike,
and his body's going, yo, pancreas, go to work. His pancreas is going to throw all the insulin into the bloodstream and it's going to pick up all that extra sugar and go storage right away and say, who wants it? It's going to go MLF, not MILF for all you young guys,
yeah.
Muscle, liver, fat. So it's going to say, okay, muscle, you want it? The muscle's like, bro, I'm zipped up. I can't breathe. I haven't really done nothing. I'm not really working out.
I'm out the business.
Liver. The liver goes, yo, I'll take this, but bro, it's not my job. And it stores it as stored glycogen.
Okay.
And when you're in fight or flight syndrome, when you're in starvation mode, when you're fasting, your liver will dump extra glucose back into the bloodstream to keep us alive. The next source is fat. So by 8:30, buddy's pumping fat storage. And he's crying wolf so many times to the body where it's like, produce insulin. Where after years of doing that for breakfast, his body goes, yo, I ain't gonna work no more. You keep crying wolf, there's no wolf coming, I ain't gonna work. So then he becomes type 2 diabetic. The other guy, Joe, who had 5 hard-boiled eggs, who people may be like,
and oh, a my protein shake or whatever.
Yeah, they may down. Be like, oh my God, five hard-boiled eggs and no food. Or
enough of this cholesterol talk.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
It's garbage.
So okay. You get this man to have five eggs and he's chomping down on fennel or peppers or broccoli raw. He's going to be wired with energy because his body's in a natural state where it's going to utilize fat as an energy source. He's telling his muscles, don't worry, I'm going to stuff you with protein to keep you recovered, and we're going to have a little bit of extra for the work today. And then his body, 3 hours later, four, when it gets hungry, it's going to say, hey, I need extra energy. Oh, you don't got none? Well, I'm not going to go tear off the protein you give me for breakfast. I'll wait to eat the next meal. If the next meal is missed or skipped or comes again, high blood sugar, they go to get a burger and fucking fries, or a burger, milkshake and fries.
Yeah.
Same process occurs. Whereas the guy who's eating healthy, he's going to go, I'm going to go to the gas station. I'm going to buy a protein shake and I'm going to buy nuts from the gas station and eat nuts in a shake. So we're looking at these two twins. They both look like they're having, one guy looks like he's eating from a fucking gas station and from the 7-Eleven he bought eggs that were boiled. The other guy's eating like a sloth. Lunchtime kicks in. The guy number two is going to skip lunch. He doesn't feel hungry because all those sugar spikes are making him not need the food.
Okay, yeah.
Energy right. drops, metabolism drops. Energy is going to slow down. The guy's going to need 3-4 espressos.
And that's how you get the afternoon kind of
crash.
Yeah.
The other guy's going to go out for lunch. He's going to order a burger and a salad.
Protein, he's going to eat more protein. Again,
so it's the third time he's eating with protein. Let's say it's 40-40-40. It's 120 grams. Buddy on the side never had none for breakfast because bagel and coffee don't give you none.
There's no protein there.
His donut and his other shit.
Lunch because there's no, the donut mid-lunch or mid-break.
No protein.
Is another sugar high.
So he's at, going home from lunch. The guy who had the breakfast at Tim Hortons probably going to go in for dinner and fucking smash dinner. And now he's going to smash a big plate of pasta, or he may grab some chips on the side, or that's where the problems happen with fat gaining.
Yeah.
Forget about energy and hormonal. The other guy's going to go home. And before he goes home, he's like, you know what? I'm still hungry. I'm going to go get myself a fruit or an apple, or I'm going to get myself a chicken on a pita. And then he goes home and eats again. So one guy's giving him protein all day. Well, take those two bloody twins and multiply 365 days. And at the end of the year, twin number one is going to be under muscled, over fat, and have poor performance. The second guy, he may gain some lean muscle mass, even though he's not training, because he's stuffing the body with the currency of muscle tissue, which is protein.
And he's using it. He's exerting it on throughout the
day.
Side.
Yeah, that's the difference between corporate guys who sit in the office all day, who are skinny fat, who fucking age sitting in a desk all their life, versus the bricklayer, the electrician.
And plus, twin number one is probably going to have more joint pain, probably have some
pure inflammation, bro, from all that kind of food.
Yeah, exactly, right?
So it's bad. And again, most people need smarter training, not harder training. Switching from barbell racks to goblet dumbbell work can reduce energy. Sometimes guys that go hardcore in their first job, then they go to the gym and they smash on the weight and they're lifting heavy because they want to show they're strong. Bro, do the little movements. Do the Bulgarian split squat. Do the lunges.
Get the flexibility.
Do the kettlebell swings. Do the movement prep. Do the yoga class once in a while to stretch out your body. And again, aging happens. Falling apart doesn't have to, baby.
Yeah, I like that.
Right? According to the National Institute of Aging, strength training helps older adults regain up to 30% of lost muscle mass, improving mobility and reducing falls at risk. 30%, bro. And if you love your job and you love what you do, you're probably going to stick with it for many years. So you want to stick with it and enjoy it. The next thing I want to talk to the viewers about is what actually works after 40. Like, let's be realistic. What actually works? You don't need 5-day splits in the gym. You don't need to be a CrossFitter. You don't need to run for 45 minutes. If you're playing a sport like basketball, pick up paddleball, hockey with your boys, understand the difference. They're not strength training.
What's the ratio? Like, what do you want to look at regarding strength training and cardio?
Out of 100%?
Yeah.
Oh, bro, hands down. 60% minimum strength training.
Strength training. That's what I figured.
I would say the rest 30 would be broken down to like either, I'm going to say 20 mobility, flexibility, and then even maybe 20 or 30. And then the cardio is the remaining, the smaller piece. Because if you understand science and you understand body types, I can take an endomorph and I can train him with a strength training program for 90 days and get him crazy results. Whereas you may take the endomorph and give him shitloads of cardio, shitloads of starving, fasting diets, fasting, caloric deficit, like the poor guy's eating for 8 hours. In those 8 hours, it's a deficit. He's doing hours of cardio. Bro, if I give you bodyweight squats, push-ups, a ball slam, a battle rope, and jumping jacks, 5 movements back to back, and I said do 45 seconds on with 30 seconds off, you're destroyed. Yeah. That's a metabolic workout.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is more important. And strength training can elicit longer metabolic rates from a from an EPOC standpoint, the exercise post oxygen consumption, which means if me and you train today and I train you for an hour, for 24 hours, your body's gonna be searching for oxygen to replenish from all those muscles that are gasping. If I kill you in a cardio workout like Orange Theory Fitness and you do running for 45 or 20 minutes and treadmill for 20 minutes and you do lifting for 20 or 5 or 10, you have a lower EPOC effect. And then again, if we're looking at the aging adult, we need to lift heavy objects. And that's why bodybuilders have been respected now over the eons since Arnold came through in the early 70s. Late 60s were some of the Reg Park, you know, some of the big boys, Sergio Oliva, but then from the 70s and on, because the human body needs to get strong. Now, the only difference between the look of a bodybuilder and the look of a soccer player is the proportion of the sport. Soccer yeah. players run 10 kilometers per game.
Yeah.
They're agile. They're like golfers on a big level, right? Basketball, they're like golfers on a big level. It's like chess. It's a mind game. It's accuracy, it's precision. Powerlifting, CrossFit, the high rocks challenges, all the big movements that are required in strength training, they're different because you're building muscle tissue. So you need to look at compound lifts, functional training, and active recovery. And again, doing 3 full body workouts each week, and if all you did was deadlifts, push-ups, and you have a little bar in your home, you put a green band on, you do some pull-ups, or from a horizontal axis, you would get far more results than you doing any cardio program or going to the gym 5 days a week and doing chest one day, back one day, legs and shoulders.
Yeah.
So we need to have that. Sleep and stress management now directly affect your gains.
So what's this? You're cutting workouts from 6 to 4 days per week.
Yeah.
That'll lead to more strength gains.
Got it.
And if you improve your sleep.
Yes, but also because the volume of work you're doing, you got to remember this. I'm doing 4 days a week now. I'm 47 and I'm getting great results. And I used to go 6 days before, way more intense.
What time of day are you optimizing your workouts?
I think a man will get the best results first thing in the morning or within midday. After work, it's a little difficult because I learned this from doing a testosterone test a few weeks ago. Testosterone runs absent while you're sleeping. And then at 8 o'clock in the morning, usually, boom, you get a big spike of natural testosterone in the bloodstream. And then by 1 o'clock, it starts diving down and then it fades away. And how I learned this was because I'm teaming up with Game Day Men's Health in Woodbridge. And they're a men's health clinic that helps men with testosterone, supplementation, TRT, peptides. And they check men out. It's a beautiful, it's an American concept. And they have 3 here. And they said, listen, man, we have a lot of guys that we're meeting and in their 30s, and they're talking about erectile dysfunction. I swear to God, bro.
In their
30s. They're coming to them, checking their testosterone. They have low testosterone because, again, poor lifestyle habits, high drug use, a lot of fucking cell phone addiction, right?
Wow.
It's different. So they go, we have all these men that we're working with, and it's not a hidden thing because I believe that a man should go get himself checked out just like a woman should. Like, we're both sexes, we're important. So if the man's in his 50s and he's got low testosterone, we can look at different ways to fix it.
You could just look at the bare bones. Simplest bare test bones. You could ever do is when you wake up in the morning, if there's wood.
There you go. If you
simple
got wood.
As that. If there's no wood, start questioning.
And if you can get wood with your lighting, great. And if you can't, then you know, you got to start training. You got to start eating well. If it's at a point where for months it's low and they're medicated, properly prescribed testosterone replacement, fine. You do small amounts and you get healthy better. But people need to understand is, instead of going 6 days a week hardcore, go 4 days a week, split up the muscle groups over the total body, lean towards more weight training. And if you want active recovery, you can do active rest principles, which will easily help you out. And then thirdly, you want to look at training with a goal of staying ready, not just staying shredded. And what I mean by that is, you got to be able to have, if being able to lift a bag of concrete without throwing off your back is more important than getting a six pack for a weekend or for a photo shoot or for the summertime because you want to go away. I hear guys, yo, I got a trip coming up, bro. You got to get me ripped. And I'm like, when's the trip? Oh, you know, in 2 months from now. It's like, bro, you're coming to me now, 2 months from now. It's not going to work properly. So, you know, latching on what actually works after 40 is, here's the formula. Ready? Number one, strength training, 3 to 4 days per week, minimum. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and something on Sunday.
For how long?
For each life. Session. Oh, for how long the workout? Session. 45 to 55 minutes. And that's going to encompass a nice warm-up, a dynamic warm-up. If you guys go to my YouTube channel, Dimitri Jinkoulis, I just put out a warm-up called Warm Up Like an Athlete. Secrets that athletes don't want to tell you. And there's a full explanation of what to do. You need to do it 3 times a week. Number two, we need steps. We need 10K steps a day. And why am I saying 10K steps a day? Because we need to move like humans, and we need to walk and move our bodies around. We can't be sloths sitting down all day. I can go to the gym and have a wicked workout, and I'll be in my office going, shit, I'm only at 4K steps. And it's like 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, how's that possible? I did deadlifts. I was swinging a kettlebell. I was, you know, doing pull-ups. I was pushing the sled. Well, bro, that was only an hour workout. Then you're sitting on your ass all day.
Yeah.
So if someone who's overweight, who's heavily mesomorphic or endomorphic and needs to lose 30, 40, 50 pounds by walking every day, like the Europeans do after each meal, especially after each meal, go for a 10-minute walk.
Yep.
You get your metabolic process going all day. So it's almost like you're injecting a little bit of that EPOC effect where the body's searching for the oxygen input. You're giving a little bit more movement. So now you have 10K steps a day. You're doing 3 days of weight training. Then you need protein. You need 1 gram pound of body weight. I don't care who's going to talk to me, who's going to debate me on this. 1 pound of ideal weight. So if you're 220 pounds and you want to get down to 175, you need 175 per day. So what does that look like? Oh, well, I don't know
how. So you're calculating to your ideal weight, not your current weight.
Well, for me, it's my current because I'm at my
ideal
maintenance and I'm 195.
But if you got a person who's 220 and they want to be 190, then you're going after 190
is good enough. It's okay. More than enough.
So if 1 gram for 190.
Per 1 gram, even for a woman. Even for a woman,
same
yeah, because they say 0.8. Fuck that, man. Women are women. You want your wife to be jacked. You don't want her to be weak, especially when you're older, right? So you take 175 grams per day, and you just divide it with the calculator by how many bloody meals you eat. So how many do you eat?
Meals?
Yeah.
It's just one.
One.
Two, ideally, sometimes.
So if it's one, I would say we're fucked because you can't get 175
in
one meal.
In one sitting.
So I would say to you, someone that's new, say, you know what? Break that into 4 fucking meals, bro. And they'll be like, well, 4 times a day, I don't want to eat that much. Well, bro, give yourself a healthy way to live.
Find the food that's going to fit.
You're going to have some form of a meal in the morning part of your day, whether you call it breakfast or brunch. I don't give a shit what you're doing, whether it's fasted at lunch or it's in 8 a.m. You have a first meal to keep you over the quadrant of the day. You have a midday meal, and that midday meal is where your highest carb source should go. You want to have pasta, you want to have pizza, you want to have fucking donut, have it at lunchtime versus for dinner.
Yeah.
Versus for morning. Because you're spiking blood sugar in the morning, which is bad.
You can at burn nighttime, it off in midday.
Yeah. So it's at lunchtime. Then you're going to have some kind of an evening meal, which is going to be your dinner. Now, within that time period, you need a snack. And if you don't feel like you need a snack, you go 175 divided by 3. Okay. 58.33 grams per meal. Now, a guy your size, you're what, 6 feet?
No, I'm 5'9".
5'9". Okay, so 5'9", 6 feet. From 5'9", 10, you can consume 58 grams of protein.
At a sitting.
Of course, especially
my body will be able to break it down and use it.
I'm 195, so if 195 can handle it, now I'm a built lean 195 versus a skinny fat guy who's 195.
Yeah.
But in general, even the skinny guy versus me in a competition, he needs to eat the same amount because he needs it more than I do.
Hmm.
Right? So we need to have 1 gram per pound of body weight and we need food prep.
Yeah,
so easy those were?
That's what I'm saying. It's like that's
workout
why I was like,
and steps.
Yeah.
The hard workout and the steps is for the hard workout gets the skeleton and the muscle strong. The steps is for the cardiovascular longevity of life. The protein fuels the fucking organ that's called muscle in the body. And then the food prep makes sure that you go and buy the clean shit. You cook the clean shit in bulk. So then you have it. This morning, I got pomegranates ready to go, bro. I didn't have to peel them. It's ready to go.
Yeah.
Right? Woke up for breakfast. My wife's got little omelets she made in advance, ready to go. Right? And I do suggest to get blood work done. Because I went to go get my blood work done, and I wanted to check out my testosterone. Because if I'm going to work with this company, I want to know where I'm at. And I'm putting a little documentary out. And I got it checked out midday. And when I went with my wife, and she's like, are you going to share this on TV, on, you know, on this podcast? I'm like, yeah, because I don't give a shit. That's what it's about, being authentic. And I'm sitting there, and I'm all pumped up. I'm like, okay, ready. Testosterone ranges are from 7.6 to 31 for a normal, healthy male. And I went and got it done midday, like at around 1:30. I've already had a few meals in my belly. And when I got my blood work done from the first time I tested it, she goes, Dimitri, your numbers are A13. And I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Are you for real? I go, hold on a second.
And this was tested midday?
Yeah, midday.
Okay.
Midday. I freaked. Again, I just did a podcast with Funk Roberts on testosterone a few weeks ago. I'm a very big believer in training. I feel like a 25-year-old. When I do the metabolic test, which is your number of push-ups, number of pull-ups, number of heavy carry, how fast can you run a 5K run, and there's one more test you can do. I made a video on it on YouTube. My biologic age is 47, but my metabolic age is 26, right? Okay. Based on how fit I am. Blood pressure, body fat percentage, waist circumference. So I'm thinking something's wrong here. I'm like, you guys have wrong machines. They go, no, this came out, you know, it's still within normal because you're not 7.6. I go, something's off here. So I go to my doctor, Dr. Alberto. I said, I'm not going to say your last name because he goes, don't mention my name on the podcast. So Dr. Alberto said, hold on, Dimitri.
Wait, Alberto who? No, you
can't say his last name. He's in Maple. He's beautiful. He's amazing, fucking amazing doctor. He actually takes time to sit down with you and talk to you. You're probably going to wait half an hour to see this guy, but he spends time with you like I do. And versus, hey, Manny, okay, you're good to go, test, boom. So he goes, let me teach you something first of all. Even if the test, we're going to redo the test because one, you should do it in the morning because your body's natural testosterone levels in the blood are highest in the morning at 8 a.m. That's the real time.
Yeah.
You took it fucking midday. You also ate, so it's going to be a kind of bit of a skewed test. You got to go empty stomach in the morning and check it out. So he goes, you got to understand one thing though. He goes, if your numbers don't ever change at all and they stay 13, even 12, from 47 till 97, what you have built on your body is you own it now. So testosterone can be a confusing talk or it can be a confusing subject because if you're low testosterone, but you've had a lifestyle and you've built the body and the physique and your percentage is low, all my resting heart rate's 58, bro.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not trying to tweak myself, but I want to inspire guys my age and younger to fucking strive for something. So he goes to me, your percentage is low, your waistline is low, you train like a freak, stop calling me people. He goes, you're very healthy, so you own that body. He goes, do you feel weak? I go, no, bro. He goes, can you still, you know, have sex with your wife? I'm like, bro, we go mad, like crazy. Can you still get hardy? Yeah, bro. He goes, then it could be just a natural lower number, but it does not mean you're performing low. Whereas he goes, I got guys coming to me in their 30s that are at 32, 31, 29, high numbers of testosterone, but they're obese. They're type 2 diabetics.
So how does that work?
So again, because their age, they're younger.
So they're younger, so they do have more testosterone
yes,
in their
body.
Yes,
because testosterone drops 1% to 2% from 30 and on, naturally. So I went back and got my blood test done morning. He also checked my cortisol because I thought, well, there's two things that are going to do this to me. One, super high stressed. I'm high strung. I'm fucking on 12 out of 10 or I'm at 2. I'm not in between. And you can tell because when you talk to me, if I'm like, hey, man, you're like, something's wrong. So high strung, high stressed, you know, companies, staff, the type of work I do is challenging because it's emotionally draining.
Yeah.
I'm always trying to help people change their lifestyles and I'm competing with fucking McDonald's and sugar. You can't really beat those two guys.
No. And they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
You're not everywhere.
So we check things out and I go, you know what? I went for my second test, came back, 26. I'm like, hey, for fuck's sakes, that's more like it. And it's not because I'm ego-centered, but he goes, wow. He goes, you're like, you're not going to stop. You're like, are you competing with yourself? I go, yes, I'm 47. We should all should know our numbers. So when I'm talking about the key things to focus on, I said, weight training, strength training. This strength is for training. Men and women, yes. Strength training, steps, protein, food prep. The next, the fifth one is get yourself checked out, baby.
Get the baseline, get the numbers. Get
the baseline because you don't know if you have high cortisol. You don't know if your buddy would have went and get his checked out and he saw his AC1 blood glucose was fucking high and he's type 2. He could have fixed that out. He could have got cut 50 times. It wouldn't be an issue. But the infection was the problem because of the blood clot and stuff, right? So work smarter, recover better, stay ready because life won't slow down, baby. Here's a quote. Harvard Health reports that adults who engage in strength training 2 to 3 times per week experience 25% improvement in sleep, mood, and joint health. And when they do these tests, like to be a scientist, I think it's like crazy, crazy boring and interesting because you got to study people for the same shit over and over again and log your stats and have control variables and then come up with a thesis of it. There's the stats right there for you, right? And then we're going to move into one of my last points, and you can even touch up on any more you like, is mindset motivation at midlife. Okay. We need to make sure that by 40 or 50, you got more experience, you're more resilient. And it's the reason to take care of yourself more. I'm giving my daughter advice today for her school. And I'm like, yo, we're telling you that your university is going to give you nothing but a piece of paper. It's going to give you the opportunity to make new friends and networks, which is good for business. It's going to teach you how to be disciplined. You got to do your homework. You got to do your fucking studies. You got to present in front of people. It's going to also put you in a scenario where you're on your own. If you don't do your work, no one's going to follow up to you, right? But it's not going to give you a career. So if you can start utilizing yourself now, you'll get better. Same as people who are looking at training.
Isn't it funny though? They're like, when you get to 40, 50, you know exactly what you need to do, but you
and
don't.
You know also what you don't need to do.
Yeah,
you. Also, anyone who's gotten divorced watching this, they know.
You know what to eat, what not to eat. You know what exercises. You have all the knowledge. You have everything in front of you.
Yep. You got to take action. And the good thing about you said that is the analogy that I said about marriage is when I've met so many dudes, some of the guys that I work with on my online coaching program. When they connect with me, they're in a state of weakness. They're in a state of drought. They're in the season of winter where things aren't working well. And they'll reach out to me and I'm thankful that they do because they're like, yo man, I need help. I want to get fit. How much is your program? What does it come with? What can you help me out with? I take them and I rewind their mindset. And I rewind their mindset because I'm like, listen, just because it didn't work out, and you got divorced and you got a child, one, your child's the most important thing now in your health.
Yep.
Number two, you know what you want and you know what you don't want.
Yep.
And that's what's beautiful. So as we age, it's not like you're starting over, but you're starting from experience. Tell yourself like, you know, I'm at a point where I'm learning and a 48-year-old who lifts with focus and smart form is gonna outperform any 25-year-old with ego. Because when I go to gyms and I train, and I love hopping from gym to gym, put my head on, earphones on, I'm nice and private. And I see kids, younger guys doing deadlifts. I'll walk up to them and I'll be like that guy on YouTube. He's like a, I don't know his name, but he's got a beard. He's a power lifter and he hides.
Oh, yeah.
He's amazing.
He hides as a janitor.
Yeah,
or something.
The janitor guy. So I'll walk up to these guys and be like, hey man, is it okay if I show you something? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, turn your body sideways. Look in the mirror. Good. You notice when you come down, you have a butt wink in the bottom? Yeah. Extend your hips out, arch your back and lock your shoulders in. Then they do the movement. They're like, oh, thanks, bro. And I'm like, that's wisdom coming with age. So if you're growing older and you don't have the wisdom and you haven't worked out from your 20s to 40s, just go hire someone that will. And the $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 investment that you may make for a year of coaching is going to time collapse a year's worth of knowledge. So then you can turn around and tell your neighbor, hey, bro, what you cooking on the barbecue? And you'll be like, oh, so I'm cooking some steak and some whatever with his stomach hanging over and his fucking, he's checking his blood sugar and he's taking medication. And he's like, hey, you look pretty good. What happened to you? I just started training, hired a coach. And it's like,
you know what I'm going to do, man? We should do it on a future episode. I want to start calculating what the cost of a cane walker,
yeah,
wheelchair, a wheel automated chair that goes up the staircase.
Oh yeah,
I want to start costing all these, the grab bars and all the showers. I want to start costing all that. So either spend the money in the gym and start getting the training and start learning how to do things, or spend the money in the future on all these devices that you're going to need that are going to make you feel old and keep you old.
And the worst thing you can be is like, in your old age where like, okay, you finished working in the trades, you had a great career. And I've met so many guys, even young guys, bro, that are like younger than me. They've done very well for themselves.
Yeah.
Trades is a beautiful industry. So much cash work involved. There's so much contracts involved. And then what? You're going to be 40, 50, 60, and you're going to be weak and tired and say, oh, well, because of my job, I got, you know, herniated discs and I can't do this. No, it shouldn't be like that. And if we're talking about mindset, we're talking about comparison to others or younger self holds you back.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are like, oh man, well, you know, when I used to train, you know, when I was 22, I hate it when I meet guys in a consultation or in the gym or in a Zoom call.
To the past?
They, well, you know what? When I was in high school, I used to be in the football team. I'm like, bro, like, let's not talk about when you were. Let's talk about today.
Let's talk about where you're going to be tomorrow.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. Don't hang on to the past anymore. We know what it was like. We don't know what the future is going to be like.
We can predict. And like Gretzky, we should be looking at where the puck is going to go.
Yeah.
Not where it's right now. Yeah. Where is it going to go? The guy's passing to him, but where is it going to go next?
Use the mindset. Right? Use the experience that you have. Use the knowledge that you have and make a better version of yourself.
And it's like you're investing money, man. When you invest, everything I do for my business, I look at it from an investment point. Everything I do with my wife, it's an investment point. Me and my wife treat our marriage. And we did a wicked podcast last week. It's coming out this Sunday. It's called Stronger Together. 10 fitness rules from the gym that'll help your marriage. Nice. And we talk about principles in the gym like periodization training and progressive overload, which means you slowly increase the weight, you increase the sets, you change the workout program. Just like in a marriage, you slowly build up with things. And we treat marriage like a business. And if you can learn to say to yourself, okay, I'm 22 years old right now, I'm 25, I can go to Anytime Fitness or any Good Life, you know, gym that's just gonna take my money, $50 a month, $6 and do nothing. Or I'm gonna go into Vaughn and I'm gonna call these guys and I'm gonna say, okay, what does $63 a week give me? Like, that's a lot of money. What's it gonna give me each week? A, B, C, D, or I'm gonna hire a coach. And if you invest now in your 20s and 30s, it's gonna pay back when you're older, right? The last thing I want to talk about is fitness in midlife is the ultimate investment. I meet so many guys in midlife crisis. I meet women in midlife crisis, you know, andropause, menopause, they're both identical. They're hormonal deficiencies based on the specific sex that you're dealing with. Low testosterone, you know, high estrogen for men, for women, you know, lower estrogen, hormones going freaky. Staying fit means how you get to choose how you spend your weekends, not let your body decide. Yep. So if you're spending your weekends getting hammered Friday, Saturday, Sunday, listen, I love the occasional drink. I love meeting with some buddies, having some vodka sodas, feeling that little thing, going to the dance floor. I kick up the John Travolta moves, you know, a little bit of Michael Jackson here. It's nice, but there are amounts of alcohol coming in my body that are regulated. And then I'm smashing water with that. If I'm drinking espresso.
You're diluting it. Yeah, I get it.
You know what I mean? But when you're going hardcore and shots, and you're not eating well, and you had 55, 80 grams of protein, but you've had fucking 7 shots to start your
it's going to hit you.
It's going to hit up. And then Monday, you're going to be worse. So it's like. Yeah.
And then you're going to miss out on working out that week. And then you're going to give yourself an excuse. And then 1 week turns into 2.
Yeah, man.
And then all of a sudden someone's going to call you up going, hey, you want to do it all over again? Let's go out again. And now you've don't go down that path, man. Remember, we said you're older, you're wiser. You know what to do and what not to do. So start referring back to that.
And it's like you're not past your prime. You just haven't hit it yet. You haven't hit it yet, right? Another stat, American Journal of Preventive Medicine found that people who start exercising in midlife are just as likely to reach peak cardiovascular health as those who started younger. So the stats are there that you don't have to be a marathon runner from 20 to 30 to be happy at 55.
Or that young, energetic person.
100%.
Like, I think it's not because I'm older. I think that you can still be older and still start.
Oh man. And I meet so many, like if you ever need, I'm probably going to do that with my podcast episodes. I'm going to get in my gym. Like we did, remember that time we did the episodes on the 20-year-old, 30, 40, 50, 60 year old. I'm going to get clients from 40, 50, 60, 70,
and speak
80
to them
and have them be put on a little panel to explain their lifestyle. But
remember what I told you about that? The most listened to version of all those shows that we did. We did the 20s, we did the 30s, 40s.
What was it?
It was the 60s.
Really?
And it's really simple. It's math. I spoke to my mentor. You know what he said to me?
What?
Everybody wants to know how the movie ends.
That's why
they all, most of them were listening to the older conversation. They want to know how the movie ends.
Oh, you mean, okay, I thought it was 60-year-olds were paying attention. We were saying
the youngins.
Oh, were, shit.
The majority of people that were listening, they were listening to the older conversation.
Oh, man.
Because they want to know how the movie's going to end.
Oh. So that's for life. Anyone listening, where do they get those episodes from?
No, they're on YouTube. They're there, right?
So Construction Life Podcast.
We'll add the links to these shows so people can, we should do them. You're going to do them, but tag them, right?
Yeah, 100%.
I totally forgot. What's your podcast called again?
The Pure Motivation Podcast Show.
Yeah, so you can find it on all the platforms. It's on YouTube as well, too.
Search your own channel. Name, Dimitri Jankoulis.
You'll find it there. This has been good, man. This has been great. I'm telling you, like, that's what it is. It's the motivation. You can't just, enough with the excuses. And enough with going through the drive-thrus and ordering the bullshit. Figure out a different way to do it. I know you're huge on meal prep. You're massive. You've shared so many videos of you, your wife, kids, everybody doing meal prep. Meal prep is, if you can prep it, it's ready, it's there. So you don't say, oh, there's nothing to eat. You know what I mean?
It also brings you to a primitive form of realization of being a human, which means to kill, well, we're not killing the food, but we're buying it. So to cook and create your own meals, be involved in the process.
You know what's inside there.
Yeah.
Right.
You can tweak it up. You can have it ready to go. And a lot of people are just struggling to do so. But if someone said, what's the first thing I should do, D? What's the first thing I should do? Like, give me one tip. I would say, get a piece of paper and write down 3 points. And I tell all the men I meet with this, and write down why I want, and then put your goal. Why I want to lose 50 pounds. And then underneath that, part one, part two, part three, get your phone. And I learned this from Brian Tracy on goal setting, and set your stopwatch and just hit click. And for 2 minutes, fuck the world and just take your pen and whatever comes to you, write it down. Write down what comes to you right away and then stop. Take a deep breath. Stopwatch, boom, another reason, boom. And he says to do this for goal setting, and because if someone says, like, when I wanted to build a gym, I followed everything he said, and I put, okay, I want to open up a gym. And then I did the equations of every 2 minutes, write down what I need. And I didn't know, okay, I'm going to need to get a contractor. I'm going to need to this. I got a store. So, and when you start opening and flowing juices and you're writing shit, pen to paper is thought. Thought creates an emotion. Emotion creates an action. An action creates an outcome. Outcomes create your states. And we talked about your state. If your state is confidence, you can fucking crush your wall. So when you write down the goal, you can see that shit. And then I say, you know what? Go to your kids and read it to them. Be a real fucking man. Read it to them, have them sign it and say, daddy's going to commit to this. Now you're a real man. You're a real woman.
You're accountable.
Yes. Because if you're accountable, you'll try. You'll be competent enough to try. But when you just say, okay, I'm going to go to the gym Monday. I'm going to hire a coach, whatever. If you're at the point where you're too busy and lazy, and you figure, like, you know what, it's too much to handle, pull out your fucking credit card, be a man, and just like you're going to pay for stag tickets, or you're going to buy a new computer or a new pair of Jordans or the new car, you're going to go on the weekend and get, you know, bottle service at the club, spend your fucking credit card, buy training, be proud of the purchase, tell yourself, yes, I bought 6 months of personal training, nutrition counseling, vet out the right coach, and then your life's going to change. Because with the right coach, coaches change lives.
And it's tiny steps, man.
Tiny steps,
man. You're not talking about you're going to do everything this week.
Tiny steps. We're not teaching you to learn, you know, another Chinese or, you know, a different language. It's just
tiny steps.
You need to be held accountable, right? And that's what we do.
That's it, man.
That's what we do.
That's it. Okay, we're getting out of here.
You got it. Share? So anyone listening, if you guys are in the Vaughan area, like I said, I'm always going to say Pure Motivation Fitness Studio. It's a boutique, beautiful studio. We specialize in body type training. Mention Construction Life. Message me today and just say Construction Life Podcast. Automatically going to give you two personal training sessions and 7 days of access to our club. Why am I doing this? Because I want to make sure that you have a full opportunity to be given health and fitness right in your fingertips with no obligation. And if you decide not to join after, no problem. But at least we gave you our love. And if you're not within the area, you're in the US, you're in another country, I don't care where you are.
You do it online.
Online, baby. Coach Dimitri underscore Giancoulis. Find me on Instagram, YouTube, wherever you want. Message me, the same thing, Construction Life Podcast, and I'll connect with you for a call, and we'll literally go through everything with you.
Awesome, man.
All right, guys, we'll see you in the next episode. Peace out. Welcome to Fitness Fridays on the Construction Life Podcast, brought to you by Pure Motivation Fitness and myself, Coach Dimitri, your go-to expert for building strength, energy, and a blueprint for mindset. With over 29 years of body type training experience, coaching men and women to unlock their peak performance, I cut through the noise to give you the real, no BS strategies that will fit your lifestyle, whether you're on the job site or hitting the gym. No gimmicks, no fluff, just science-based back fitness, motivation, and the tools you need to perform at your best. Stay tuned because you're about to change the way you think about your health, performance, and mindset. Are you ready to kick it? Let's go.